Mr. Factor, John Factor, we're going to go to you with story number three. Story number three is coming out of Market Watch. I'm going to read you the headline first couple of paragraphs, and I want you to comment, Mr. Factor. And just to give people sort of an idea of what went on. During the pandemic, people got spooked. Stock market collapsed. We saw oil prices. They were below zero. Basically, a company would pay you to take oil. Consumer confidence was really bad, bad, bad. Now we have a report suggesting that we're going the other way, Mr. Packler. So that's the background. So again, Market Watch, here's the headline, first couple of graphs, and I want you to comment. Headline, consumer sentiment climbs to 2.5-year high as inflation eases. Subhead, Americans express increasing confidence that inflation will continue to ease and reduce the financial strains on households. That's the subhead. Now the first couple of graphs from Mr. Packler. The numbers, the final reading of consumer sentiment in March rose to a 32-month high as Americans expressed more confidence that inflation would ease and reduce the financial strains on households. The second of two readings of consumer sentiment survey climbed to 79.4 from an initial 76.5. The University of Michigan said on Thursday the index is at its highest level since July of 2021, but still well below the pre-pandemic level of 101. Mr. Fackler, you're not an economist. You just write about white-collar crime. You are an expert on social gatherings, whether it has to do with Ultra or spring break, anything like that. Why don't you give us the lay of the land from a layman in terms of your consumer confidence, inflation, and what your outlook is going forward? Are you part of this this movement for high consumer sentiment, consumer confidence, or are you going to be on the other side of the trade?
I'm quite the opposite, thank you.
Okay.
Listen, I sort of look at things like you said, you know, more boots on the ground. So I was out this afternoon getting gas. And I don't really pay attention usually when I get gas and what the price is. I looked at the price. It was 40 cents more than I paid a couple of months ago. And I'm like, what the hell? And of course, food is still very high. Groceries, restaurant food. I like to eat. So, you know, these are two areas that I feel like there's nothing really changing. If anything, it's getting worse. So then I looked at this story, which is a national story. And of course, our viewership is national and international. So I guess it's, you know, it's a relevant story. But just a couple of hours ago, and this we're filming this on a Tuesday, there I was shocked because there was two organizations, including the FloridaRealtors.org, that came out to say that Florida is the absolute opposite because the after 5 months of increasing confidence of consumers, it's now dipped in this past month 2.1%, which is, you know, it's like the same number nationally, which was up 2.5.
All right, Mr. Beckler, I got to stop you. I got to interrupt here. So you're going to tell me the Florida Realtor Association, which is a club, an industry club for anybody with a real estate license, they join, they pay $1,000 a year, they're able to participate in the multiple listing service. You're going to tell me that the Florida Realtor Association is claiming that buyer sentiment and seller sentiment is actually down, even though it's real estate organization?
No, they didn't mention anything about real estate. It was just the economic story.
So wait, time out. So the Florida Realtor Association, which knows about real estate, didn't talk about real estate. They're talking about the economy? They're talking about the sentiment? What exactly
talking
are you talking
about? The economy? I read through the whole thing. It was not one mention of real estate, yet it was reported by them. And also Florida Politics, which is a you know, boots on the ground, legitimate news newspaper based in Tallahassee.
Okay.
They're very you know, tied into what's going on in Tallahassee. Both of those stories came online in the last like 6 hours before we went to telecast. So apparently the Florida story, which that consumer confidence is actually going down, is just the opposite of what's going on nationally. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that Florida, once again, is a microcosm or a micro market, I should say, that is really, you know, we always talk about this. That's not really related to the rest of the country. It's got its own little thing going on. And they basically drilled down a little bit. They said, you know, why is the consumer confidence down? They're saying the current economic environment and the future economic environment. It's the only two things they went into in detail. They didn't talk about real estate, but, you know, people are sitting back. They're on the fence. They're not going to be buying real estate, at least according to this story. And again, these, by the way, these consumer confidence stories, they come out every month and they change all the time. So next month, it could be, you know, it could be just the opposite. But I just wanted to point that out because Florida is definitely different than the rest of the country as far as this report is.
You know, the thing is that Florida in the last few years has had the highest rate of inflation of anywhere in the U.S. And, you know, okay. some, I mean, in some areas like Tampa, they got into the double digits, low double digits, 11%. I mean, it was just, we've had like very, very high inflation in Florida relative to the rest of the country. And that's got to hit consumer confidence. I mean,
that's you know, an excellent
and,
point.
And the thing is that as things have slowed down in Florida, it's only normal that consumer confidence either stabilizes or dips a little bit. So you combine inflation, you know, higher than average inflation, plus a slowdown in economic activity. I mean, yeah, you're going to have a dip in consumer confidence.
Interesting. Lydia, would you like to add anything before we go on to the next story?
I completely agree with Gene. I mean, it makes sense because, and like John said, it remains to be seen what next month's consumer confidence report is. But for now, it makes sense that it's lower in Florida. I mean, with all the out-of-staters who came late 2020, 2021, 2022, the real estate buys, the spending that drove up inflation. And now it's kind of like we're in for a reality check.
In for a reality check. And again, that's another story we're going to be watching. And fingers crossed, if you want prices to come down, let's get a reality check in this marketplace.